soul. Rest in peace, Pussy Puncher 9000. You lasted maybe 20 seconds longer than the last one. And into the trash you go. Just like all the others. Just can't win. I swear. It's almost like most companies don't design their sex toys to be hooked up to a nuclear reactor for added power. And even if I did find one that could handle it, I'd just crush the thing once I got going anyways. It must be so nice to be Infinite Girl, they all say on the news. The woman millions wish to be like, if they only knew. She's the giggling goddess. There's nothing she can't do. Nothing except get laid. But what can I do? Amazon Lass told me she has to be careful of shattering a guy's pelvis when she sleeps around. I have to worry about shattering the building we're in. The world's just not made for people like me. People aren't made for people like me either. Well, since the night can't get much worse, let's just do some paperwork. All right. Oh, thankfully, Mr. Magical already handled the incident reports. So all I need to do is review some of the new testing results from the city. See if any of these new kids have what it takes to be professionals. A man who can run really fast. A classic. But he doesn't seem to have any protection against the effects of super speed. Meaning he'll just burst into flames or break a leg the first time we need him. Pass. A girl who can transform into a gerbil. Aw, cute party trick. Not much good for crime fighting. Pass. A boy who can create and animate giant origami monsters. Okay. I'll mark him for further testing because I really want to see that in action. Showing up to a fight in a giant paper crane would be badass. This next guy. No physical superpowers, but fights crime using his technologically advanced... We have too many of those in the Righteous League. It's already a nightmare keeping the lights on because everyone tries to charge their gadgets at the same time. Mark for further review, and maybe one of the other teams will poach him. Ugh! I swear, the people doing super testing still don't get it. In the Righteous League, gravity-defying breasts are not a superpower. Part of the dress code, sure, but not a superpower by itself. Come on, there's got to be someone here. Someone already recommended this one for rejection. No offensive abilities, hand-to-hand fighting at human average. But what's this last bit? Invulnerability, huh? Nice, but what rating? Invulnerability? Level 9.5? How is that possible? How did they even test it? My invulnerability rating is only 9. And I had to go skinny dipping in the sun's core to prove that one. So, this guy has no way to stop a villain or inflict any damage, but he could take a direct meteor impact and be right as rain after a good night's sleep. Kind of a shame, really, having a power at level 9.5, but without a way to make it useful. Unless... Okay, nobody's planning on scouting him because he can't hit hard. He was in the mandatory testing pool, so he's obviously of legal age. Single, no family in town, and he lives alone. Good. And based on this picture in his file, he's pretty cute. Oh, it's too good to be true. He might be gay for all I know. That would be my luck. But if he is for real, you may never work as a superhero, cutie, but I think you can support the Righteous League in a slightly different way. Hello there. Pleasure to meet you. My name is, Lois. I am a reporter, and I wanted to talk to you about the recent superhero testing. Would you give me a moment of your time? Oh, wonderful. May I come in? Thanks. Nice place you got here. Definitely cleaner than mine was during college. Right, the interview. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. What was going through your head when testing came around? Uh-huh. That makes sense. I know the testing is mandatory, but did you have any hopes of entering the superhero business? I can understand that. So, describe your emotions when you got your results. I mean, having a power at level 9.5? Well, of course the results are confidential. I just heard rumors about someone having a really high power rating this time, and I wanted an interview. How did I find where you live? Social media, obviously. The paper I work for, it's the Bugle Star Planet Daily. Oh, to hell with this! The disguise isn't working. This is why I leave the undercover crap to Shapeshifter. It is I, Infinite Girl. And yeah, I'm really bad at disguises. Well, part of what I said was true. Since I'm part of the Righteous League, I got to see your test profile. And it is pretty crazy to see someone having a level 9.5 power. I have a few level 9s, but I'm also, well, me. Oh, I hit a nerve, didn't I? I'm sorry for that. Some pains, even invulnerability level 9.5 can't stop. You're probably having a hell of a week without me rubbing it in. Do you want a hug? Of course you do. It's fine. Get in here. There you go. Good boy. You're doing all right. But I admit, I didn't come here just to console you. I want to ask you something. No, it's not a job offer. At least not the kind you're imagining. Let me explain. So, I'm sure they already told you most of this in health class, but I hate assuming things. In the old days of history, people with abilities like ours were extremely rare. But thanks to changes in solar rays, GMOs, ley lines, and literary convenience, some estimate that almost 30% of people today have some kind of latent superpower. There's a few reasons they aren't all superheroes. A lot of people never actually realize what their power is, and it gets harder to unlock it the further you get from puberty. Also, a lot of people's powers are really minor or situational, like having heat vision that's only strong enough to boil your coffee. A lot of them keep their powers secret since they think it's not worth the trouble. And some people have good powers, but they lack the secondary powers to really make use of them, like having proper heat vision, but your body isn't protected from the heat it generates. I knew a girl in high school who could alter her appearance, but not change her figure or mass. Any hair color or skin tone you wanted, but the same height, facial structure, jiggly bits, and so on. Obviously, she couldn't be an infiltrator with limitations like that. So, I hear she went into porn. Now, her biggest super problem was that time that three of her alter egos all got nominated for the same prize at the AVN Awards one year. Most people with super strength, myself included, have trouble controlling their strength, and it takes a lot of practice to handle eggs or a smartphone or play with children without danger. I can do all of those pretty well now, but that control is rather hard to keep. During the throes of passion. Yes, I mean sex. I still remember my first time with this guy I met in college. I was still getting used to my powers, and things were getting hot and heavy. I was close to the edge, and at the moment I came, I simultaneously broke him, his bed, and the house he was renting. I'm completely serious. Did you know it's possible to fracture your dick? I didn't. Not only that, the wall in his room the bed was against was load-bearing. So here I am, barely dressed, flying him to the ER for the injuries I gave him and the broken bones he got from the building collapsing. Doctors said his pelvis, legs, and lower back were all jigsaw puzzles. No clue how much of that was the building or me. And the worst I had was drywall dust in my hair. He made a full recovery and told me he forgave me. But I was still mortified at what had happened. If fate had been different, I could have killed him. And my powers have gotten stronger since then. Back in high school, I was only bench-pressing train cars. Now, I can lift a container ship. If he had eaten me out, I might have exploded his head with my thighs or something like that. Maybe it did scar me a little. Sleepwalker says my goody-two-shoes complex may be a subconscious reaction to what happened during my first sexual encounter. But I'm not letting a teammate play therapist to me. Especially one who does it by actually entering your mind and looking around. But now you know the great curse of being Infinite Girl. No way I can sleep with regular people. The risk of hurting them is too high. And even most other superheroes either don't have the durability for me or have too much of their own baggage to be a good partner. Nah, that won't work. I could count the number of women I've been attracted to on my fingers. And even that's still not without a risk, trust me. I just prefer men. Or I would if I could find one to have an intimate relationship with. Toys? Oh, don't make me laugh. I once kegled a lump of coal into a diamond on a bet. I've tried every sex toy money can buy, and even a few that are technically illegal to own in this country. None of them last more than half an hour or so. And I still haven't figured out the secret to using my fingers on myself. So yeah, when it comes to getting my rocks off, I'm stuck. Unless, by some miracle, I could find a cute, polite guy who was secretly interested in me and was the only person I knew to have an invulnerability score higher than mine. Yeah, that's the real reason I'm here. Infinite Girl and the Super Booty Call. Hoping by some miracle to find a man I could get frisky with without the fear of permanently hurting him. Go ahead and pinch yourself if you want. This is real. The giggling goddess is propositioning you. Desperately. Not only that, but you're the ideal man for the job for a few reasons. Well, first, the invulnerability we already mentioned. Second, you haven't stopped crossing your legs since I took off my disguise, and I think we both know why. No need to hide it. I'm not offended. With this outfit, I'm rather used to it. Third, the League has enough information warfare assets to track down anyone, including regular contributors to the erotic art communities of certain superheroines. Should I call you by your birth name or your forum handle, SuperSimp616? Fourth, you have the cutest nervous look I've ever seen. Another industry secret for you? All superheroes know about Rule 34. When we bring someone new to the Righteous League, part of their orientation is telling them about Rule 34 and helping them come to terms with the fact that they'll soon have thousands of horny fanboys and girls touching themselves to the thought of their super idols. Hell, some of the married supers browse the web for ideas when their love lives are getting boring. And the R34 orientation is still less traumatic than the lessons about shipping. Grayskull on a pogo stick. The shipping. So, that's my plea. One night. That's all I ask. It's been years since I've had the chance to have a proper release. And you could be the one to give it to me. If you never want to see me again afterwards, I understand. But I beg you, give me one night. What do you say? Well, can't say I didn't try. Maybe if I find Berserker Man and get him angry enough, he could... Wait. You said yes! Get over here, let me hug you. I mean, I knew you would. This is me we're talking about here, but I don't know about your preferences or kinks or boundaries, and you could have been gay or... Yeah! I just can't believe I might finally... I mean, it's been, what, at least a decade? Do I still even remember how to... Okay, one thing at a time. We'll need a backpack or something to keep our clothes in. Yeah, that will do nicely. Next step. Cutie, lock the door and let's get out of here. Why? You did hear me talk about collapsing a guy's apartment last time I had sex, right? Or were you busy staring at my boobs? Trust me, I'm used to it. Everyone at the League jokes that my superpower list should include hypnosis level 4. And the fact that marketing designed my uniform with this giant cleavage window doesn't help. But credit where it's due. Having the cups of the outfit make an infinity circle was a clever touch. But back on topic. Since I don't trust myself to not destroy your place, I have a location planned out. Drive? Silly boy. I'll pick you up and fly there. Nobody should notice. So long as we're quiet and I don't go supersonic. I'm out of practice, but I'm pretty sure shattering half the windows in downtown is not how you start a secret midnight affair. Glad you agree. So put your arms around me, and I'll do the same to you. Already in the mood, I see. Great. But don't start feeling me up while we fly. I don't want to drop you and hurt someone. Also, this secret dies with you, but I'm actually quite ticklish when the mood is right. You have invulnerability 9.5. I'd have to throw you at the ground from orbit to even have a chance of hurting you. I am way more worried about what you might land on. But for now, up, up, and away! Bet you've never seen the city like this, have you, cutie? Just the wind in your hair, the lights below, and... Ooh, dodging pigeons! Hold on! Sunshine and rainbows. Did you get any pigeon on you? Good. We're not far from the target, just a little further into the industrial district. Officially, it used to be a test building for the city fire department. They'd use it to practice fighting fires and pulling people out of buildings. But now, it's old and condemned. I told the city the Righteous League wanted to use it for a training exercise. They didn't ask any questions. They're going to demolish it in a few weeks anyway, so it's probably no big deal if we make it worse. Heaven knows we already paid the city a fortune in building insurance. Yeah, most of it is for me. It is so unfair. Techie's suit has an antimatter reactor in the middle. If that thing blows, they'll bury the entire town in one shoebox. And remember last year when Laser Dragon attacked and Lord Deeps summoned that sea monster thing? Deeps had to personally apologize to the Harbor Master for all the damage they caused, including throwing the mayor's personal yacht. But somehow, I'm the one who needs all the insurance, just because I have more and higher superpowers than anyone on record. I'm oversharing, aren't I? I'm sorry. I'm still a bit nervous about whether this will work. Anywho, we're here! Thank you for flying with Infinite Girl. We hope to see you again soon. Sorry, bad joke. I know it's not the best lover's nest in history, but it's what I could find. And I don't care how cute you are, I'm not letting you in my base or League HQ when we've just met. In time, maybe. But we'll have plenty of fun tonight. I promise you that. And on the off chance I do get a little too hard, the safe word is Excelsior. Or four quick taps if you can't breathe enough to talk. Oh, you'll find out. But first, let me push my boobs through this jumpsuit. And ta-da! You've now seen Infinite Girl's tits. These are why half the internet calls me the Jiggling Goddess instead of my real nickname. You wouldn't believe how much some folks would pay for a photo of these babies. If our legal department didn't have a rule, I'd be tempted to do it. Ooh, that look on your face. It's like you can't tell if you want to faint or pounce on them. I thought I was already turned on, but whoo, that face does things to me. Whatever gave me my super strength seems to affect all my body. These girls don't even know how to sag. I only wear a bra for modesty, even with how huge they are. Well, what are you waiting for, cutie? Seize greatness. Yes! That's good. Oh. More! Harder! Don't forget the nip! Shit! Never mind! Whew, you figured it out. I've had machine gun rounds bounce off these tits. You're not going to hurt me if you pinch a little harder. That's more like it. Now pucker up. You like that? Think of how many horny guys would kill to be playing with my boobs. How many would die just to touch them? And you're going a lot farther than that tonight. But let's get inside for that. And doors are boring. After you. Still got that backpack? Good. We can stash our clothes in it so that they don't get lost. Trust me, it may be important later. Alright, take these off. Oh, actually, leave your pants on. I just had an idea. Your invulnerability still applies to breathing, right? You can still pass out. Got it. Because there's something I've always wanted to try. Come a bit closer to the wall. Great. So first, I just lift you up and hold you against the wall. Okay. And I lean in like this. I'm holding your body against the wall with just my boobs. How's that for a superpower? Now I can take off these pants for you and give your Titan's Tower some attention. Wait, hold on. This needs some proper lube. Lucky for you, I'm practically dripping already. Let me just reach back and get some. Okay, there we go. Now let's try that again. Oh yeah, my pussy's very wet. I'm about to make your cock really slippery. You must like that. I can feel you moaning into my tits. It feels great, by the way. Don't stop. Good boy. Just relax and let infinite... He didn't feel like waiting, huh? Oh, your fingers feel really good in my pussy. I appreciate a man who gives as well as takes. Keep going. All right, I'll stop. Need to catch your breath. You were down there a while. Maybe we'll bring a snorkel next time. Help you breathe through my cleavage. My grip wasn't too much for your cock, right? Good. Just being paranoid. There's a gym in my hometown that has a barbell I used on display. You can see my fingerprints pushed into the metal from gripping it too hard. I probably could give a regular guy a handjob without risk, but I'd be scared to death the whole time. You see that? Look at the wall. Is that what I think it is? It is! You can see the imprint of my nipples in the concrete from where I held you on the wall. If that doesn't tell you how much I need this, nothing will. Ready to keep going? I've got another surprise for you. Ever wonder what it would be like to 69 in space? No, I'm not gonna fly us to space, even though we both totally survive. But I can fly, And I have the strength to hold you up. So let's do the next best thing.
This is ground control. You're clear for flying oral sex.
Sorry, couldn't resist. Just be glad I don't like puns as much as some of the other league members. Either I'm really deprived or you're pretty good at this. You taste great too. Just don't forget my clit. Move your tongue a little. Never mind. You found it. Now show it some love. Fuck. This is good. You like that?
You like my huge thighs pushing on your head? Does it turn you on knowing that 99% of people would get their skulls crushed if they tried to eat my pussy?
Don't stop.
I beg you, don't stop. It's been so long and I'm so close. Thank you for agreeing to this. It's been so long since I had a cock in my mouth. Oh, I love it.
Well, snap. Looks like flying while I come is harder than I thought. That would be embarrassing if anyone else saw it. But you're not telling anyone, right? That felt incredible. I felt good a few times, but nothing's been able to push me over the edge. But you definitely got me closer than anyone else. Wait, are you still hard? I thought for sure you would climax when I did. So I'll make it up to you and let you pick. Either I can blow you until you come, or we can skip ahead to getting inside of me. What do you think? Works for me. I saw a bed upstairs when I was looking around a few hours ago. It's not far at all. Of course I'm going to be on top. Now wait just a minute, bub. Who's the nigh-omnipotent superhero in here? You or me? If I want to be on top, what are you going to do to stop me? Good boy. Now get on the bed and I'll work on making us both feel good. Also, being on top means that I have some more control on how quick you go inside me. Even if we never do this again, I'm going to remember this forever. Now, one last test. I'm clenching as hard as I can. Squeezing your dick with my pussy wall. crushing pain from me? You're not dying, are you?
You like it?
Invisible jets, that's a relief.
But if you like that, you'll love this.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's been too long. Oh, you feel so good inside me. And I love how you're trying to thrust up into me. If you want more leverage, just grab my hips or my ass. I have a great ass, but nobody notices because they're all thinking about my huge, perfect tits. Yeah, go ahead and squeeze it. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Good job using my ass for leverage. Even though I like being on top, I do like you doing some of the work, too. Thrusting into me like that. Oh, yeah. But I like having the most control. Now this is why they call me the jiggling goddess. My tits are jiggling all over the place. Yeah, it has been too long. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I can feel it. I'm so close. Just hold on. Just a little longer. I'm gonna help. For fuck's sake. I just can't win. We were so close. No, it has been too long, and I will not be edged by a damn bed frame that can't handle me. Would you stand up and hold the mattress, babe? I need to fix something. You are dead to me! Just set the mattress on the floor. We can still use it. But I want to try a different position. Lay back down. But pull your knees up to your chest. Good boy, that's hot. Now, let me get on top of you. But keep your legs on the outside. Oh, perfect. Mongoose Maid told me this position is nice because the one on top can control the thrusting better. Now let's try this again. There we go. Yes, I cannot believe that stupid bed frame couldn't hold us. It's been like this my entire life. It's like the world just can't handle me. Some days it's like the world doesn't even deserve me. I should be running this town. Maybe I'd get some real work done. Hell, why stop there? I should rule this planet. Everyone already calls me a goddess anyways, and who would stop me? I could beat the entire Righteous League in a straight fight. The army? Wouldn't even be a warm-up. That's a plan. I'll be queen of the earth, and you can be my consort. And if people don't like it, then I will just crack this planet in half, and we can start over elsewhere. It would take some work, but I could totally do it. Mars is pretty, right? But that's the future. For now, just focus on coming together. This is why you're great. You can handle me. You deserve me. You make me That was... Wow. Shit! Cutie? Please tell me you're still here. Whew. What a relief. I was having bad flashbacks of college for a second. Here, let me get that steel beam off of your back so you can come cuddle. Hold on, my legs are still a little weak. Good boy. Much better. You did finally get off, right? I thought I felt you come inside me, but there was a lot going on back there. Finally. If that didn't fire your load, I don't think anything will. But that felt amazing. I've gotten some sparks of pleasure from touching myself, or some good tongue work, but that was a full-on inferno. I was afraid my heat vision would go off. But I guess we'll just have to settle for destroying a building. By the way, I'm sorry if I scared you by going all injustice back there. I don't actually want to take over the world or destroy it. But after spending so much of my life as an outsider, it's just tempting. I mean, you know the question, what would you do if nobody could stop you? It hits a bit different when no one in the world could actually stop you. Yeah, maybe I do need some help. Maybe I need someone more normal who can keep me grounded. Assuming you're interested, of course. I only asked you for a one-night stand, of course, and it was great, but I would really love to make this a regular thing. Your file did say that you were single, but, I mean, there's always the chance that... I'll take that as a yes. Thank you, cutie. You've made me the happiest woman there is. And you didn't even have to buy me anything. Those sirens are getting close. We should get out of here while we still can. I don't suppose you found your backpack with our clothes? Good. Let's get dressed and fly back to your place. Now that the sex is over, I should be able to control my strength without any problems. If I can fly straight, that is. All right, I'll open up the backpack. Okay, here are your clothes. Here are mine. It's hard getting my boobs into this thing. I stay for breakfast. I'm craving some meat cakes. Aww. Mwah. All right, grab on to me.